Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. While not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful rash that can last for weeks. Wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
Hey, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. 1 in 3 African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the strawberry letter.
Subject, I want to live with all 4 women.
Yeah.
Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a single man that's just enjoying life. And I need some advice. I have 4 women who all love me and want to be with me. I have a child by each one of the women, and I love all of them. But I find it hard to pick one to settle down with because they are all so good to me. I rotate my time with them by going on dates and having sex with them regularly, and they don't seem to have a problem with it. One of them has a few cars, so she lets me keep one of her cars. The other one buys most of my clothes. One lets me live rent-free in one of her rental houses, and one of them is pregnant by me again. So I've been spending most of my time with her lately. I don't know how to tell the other 3 that I'm having another child. See, all these women are like my best friends, and I can't imagine my life without them, so I have an idea that I want to talk to them about. I was thinking it would be great if we could be one big happy family.
Man.
They all get along and they all love me. So we could have one house and raise the kids together.
What do you think?
I need a highlight out on that one right there.
I bet you do.
And we can raise the kids together. I don't know how to bring up the idea to them, especially since a new baby is on the way. I know people may judge me, but these are good girls, and I treat them all with respect. It would be easier for me financially to have everyone together. It would be easier for me financially to have everyone together, and I wouldn't have to run around spending time with each one of them. Do you think it would work? or am I crazy to even ask them to do this? I'm just a father that's trying to do the right thing. Please advise. Come on.
Shut up, man.
Please.
Shut up, dude.
Right. You're just a father trying to do the right thing. No, you're not. No, you're not. You have a relationship with four women, and you have four children and one on the way, and you're just using these women for sex, and you're keeping them around without a commitment. These women are just settling for your foolishness. They're letting you drive their cars, letting you live rent-free. I mean, and these women, they are professionals. They got property and cars. I mean,
living
they sound
best
like
life.
They are... Yeah, they're hardworking women, and you say you treat them with respect, and you want them to live under one roof and be sister wives. That's what you basically—that's basically what you're trying to do. And you're not being fair. You're not being fair to your baby mamas or to your children. You are lying to these women, making more babies. You're scared to tell them that you got another baby on the way, but you want them to all live together. This is not going to end well because it's just going to keep happening. You're going to just keep lying and making more babies, and then you're still trying to make them sister wives. You, my friend, sir, you've got to do better. You are being selfish, and you can't be, as you say you want to be a good father. You can't be a good father being selfish. You want your cake and eat it too. You're wrong for that. You need to grow up. Be a grown man. Take responsibility. Commitment.
Yeah. Very good. All right, let's go. Here we go. Subject, I want to live with all four women. Boy, I love the subject. I love the way you wrote this letter too, dude. I want to just commend you on the way you wrote the letter. But boy, I'm a single man that's just enjoying life, and I need some advice. See right there. I'm a single man just enjoying life, and I need some advice. Right there. That's a crazy statement. I have four women who all love me and want to be with me. I have a child by each one of these women, and I love all of them, but I find it hard to pick one to settle down with because they're all so good to me. Has a condom crossed your mind?
Come on.
I mean, dog. Come on, just, I mean, dog, everybody in your life got a baby, and now you got another one on the way. Has a condom ever crossed your mind while you a single man just enjoying your life? You got four babies, man. That's four child support payments. How good can you possibly be enjoying your life and all your money is in child support? I rotate my time with them by going on dates and having regular sex with them. They don't seem to have a problem with it. You know why they don't? Because you're telling each one of them they the one. That's what I know what you tell them, dog. You can't keep four women on the string without saying that. One of them got a few cars, so she let me keep a car. One buy most of my clothes. One let me live rent free on a rental house. And one of them is pregnant by me again. Hold on, let me go back down to this line. It would be easier for me financially to have everybody live together. I wouldn't have to run around spending time. Be easier for you financially. You got a free car, free rent, free clothes, and you stay. What? What's your punk ass need some more financial freedom for?
Wait, Steve.
The hell is you talking about? Come on. All right,
we got part two. Come on, part two. Hold it. Let's recap today's crazy. This is an off the chain crazy strawberry letter. What you got, Steve?
I got this ignorant ass man that wrote in telling me that he a single man enjoying his life. He needs some advice. He got four women all in love with him, and they got a baby by each one of the women, and he finding it hard to pick one to settle down with because they all good to me.
Oh, man.
I rotate my time. I go on dates. I have sex with them regularly, and they don't seem to have a problem. I pointed out earlier, they don't have a problem because you are telling each one of them they the one. That they favorite if you going that far, which I don't think you are. You've told each one of them they the one. They don't have a problem with it because you're not telling them how deep you in with each other. You ain't told the one that's giving you free clothes that the other one giving you a free car. You ain't told the one that's giving you a free car that the other one give your ass free rent. You ain't said of this. I promise you ain't.
He can't.
Boy, you ain't said this to no damn grown-ass woman.
No. The reason
they doing this is because they think they helping you with the hopes that you and they baby gonna one day be a family. So now, one of them is pregnant by you again. Once again, just let me stop. I don't know what sex class you took in junior high. They have them in elementary school. It's called a condom.
Yes.
There's a section in the store you can walk down. They so popular now, they lock them up. It's called a condom. Now, I don't know how to tell the other three that I'm having a child. Wait a minute. Excuse me. You just said you have sex with all of them regularly, and they don't seem to have a problem with it. You just said that. Now you come back down here and say you don't know how to tell them. You tell them. Tell them what you've been telling them. Tell them that you have sex with them regularly, and they cool with it. Everybody know what happened when you have sex regularly without no condom. So they already got babies. They not going to be surprised. All of these women are like my best friend. I can't imagine my life without them. I guess you can't because you ain't got no life without them. You ain't got no car. You ain't got no house. And your ass is naked. You ain't got no clothes. I was thinking. So I have an idea that I want to talk to them about. I was thinking it would be great if we could be one big happy family. Okay, that's what you thinking? That's what you can come up with? I wish you would go in now. They all get along and they all love me, so we could have one house and raise the kids together. Now, Carlin hit this on the head. So now you think you white, right? You think you live in Utah, and you think you on HBO with a show called Sister Wives. And then he said, do you think it would work or am I crazy? Let me ask you that. These black women.
Come on, Steve. Keep it 100.
Do I think this will work? Let me ask you that. It's these black women. Hell you think? Go ask your sister with this work. Go ask one of your aunts. Ask your mama. Get your grandma in the room and run this by. Do I think it'll work? Is these women black? Your punk ass. Now let's get on back up to this letter. I don't know how to bring up the idea to them, especially since a new baby is on the way. Now hold up, partner. They all get along. See, you lying
that's
in
what
the
you
letter.
Said.
They all know each other. They've you dog. Now, I know people may judge me, but these are good girls, and I treat them all with respect. First of all, young man, what you really need to do is you need to go get your dictionary. You need to sit down, and I need you to look up to what the definition of respect is. Respect is treating a person the way you would want to be treated yourself. That's respect is honoring a person's wishes, even if they defy your own wishes.
Man.
That's what respect is. Respect is honoring a person's will to have a right to do their choice in life and you accepting that in spite of. That's what respect is. You don't know what it is.
How would he feel
it
if
would
they
be
wanted
easier
another man?
For me financially to have everybody together and I wouldn't have to run around spending time with each other. See, you're tired, ain't you?
Exhausted.
Yeah. See, this that you just described to me, Tommy and Junior, this is a wear your ass out situation.
It is.
Do you have any idea how hard it is to please one woman?
Man.
Boy,
yes.
The job of raising a happy family, one woman with four kids. You got four women with four kids and one on the way. Boy,
you daddy everywhere you go.
Boy, you don't know who you wrote this letter to.
Man.
Then you say at the end of the letter, I'm just a father that's trying to do the right thing. Please advise. Here's what a father trying to do the right thing does. He takes care of his children. You are now about to be the father of five. I have probably a little bit more than you do.
Oh, man.
Brother, just take care of them kids. Be a man. Pick you a woman. Treat her like a queen. Because like Tommy said, how would you like if they came and told you they had some four extra dudes?
Come on, man. You ain't hearing that.
All right, Steve.
You ain't hearing that.
No.
Boy.
We're running red. He's tired.
So, guys, you can email or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM.
Man,
I can't stand him.
I got to go over to Sheila's house.
Strawberry Letter Podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Everyone in our country has a voice. It's something that says not just where you come from, but who you are. Welcome to NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of podcasts and a celebration of the hosts in journalism who've always spoken truth to power. Our voices are as varied, nuanced, and dynamic as the Black experience, and stories should never be about us without us. Find NPR Black Stories, Black Truths on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles. Hosted by MC8 and Big Steel, it's every Thursday.
I already know.
A podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangster rap.
Let's go.
Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.